Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV for the second to last build-up show of this second season.
Yeah.
Why is it the second?
Because we've made it to the European Cup final, yes. Ross. I'll be perfectly honest. I don't really know how to talk about the Premier League game because I'm still reeling from the after effects of us battering Barcelona. But either way, I'm joined by Ross, by John and by James for this one. Ross, yeah, we've got a game of football in the Premier League to play. It's mad how I've spent almost this entire season totally focused on the league. The European Cup has just been a pleasant distraction to some extent. But now, I'm now in this world where I feel like all of the pressure has been completely removed from this situation, you know. And on Tuesday morning, I did a thing for the Premier League show for BBC, and I was asked about this before the Barcelona game. And I was just like, oh God, I can't imagine, fathom how we've been so good this season, and we might end up with absolutely nothing. And bear in mind, that's still a possibility, but it was too hinged on this, like needing Man City to drop points against Leicester and needing all these things, and then thinking there's just no chance Brighton are getting a thing. At this point, the worst case scenario we're faced with on Sunday is that Man City win the league and Liverpool have still got a Champions League final to look forward to.
It's so comforting, isn't it? You know, I think I was the same. Of just Liverpool seem to be kind of like a pick me up drug at the minute, don't they? Like thinking the emotional rollercoaster we've all been on for the past 2-3 months, of thinking, this might be the one where we fuck up, this might be the one where City drop points, and you're banking on something every weekend. It's not one game, it's two games. It's been two games every week for a month. Going, yeah. I've watched the City games, gone, oh, this is it. And then you get a kick in the teeth, like Company did the other night, and you go, just dejection again. And then you go to Liverpool last night, Barcelona, going, it's all right, you know, we've got this. And, you know, you try and reason with yourself with thinking, you know, 97 points, how can you argue with that? And I don't think you can. I think people's barometer of success is trophies, and you can't argue with that. The thing that's also not helped is people telling each other what they should judge success.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you know, you set for a mediocrity, or, you know, it's not success if you don't win something. If you think success is improvement, which it has been, you still want to win a trophy.
Yeah.
But, you know, Liverpool have proven time and time again this season. We're incredible.
Yeah.
And we're just up against another incredible side in the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, Dad, what Barcelona has done, it's two things. It's kind of what Ross is saying there. It's shown without any doubt that this side is absolutely brilliant. So all the people who are like, ha-ha, Liverpool, ha-ha, they just had to sit there and basically just eat shit watching Liverpool be incredible against Barca. It's also shown me that miracles can happen and mad things can happen in football. So, you know, yes, Man City should absolutely wipe the floor with Brighton at the weekend, and we're probably gonna have a real struggle against Wolves because of all the exertions, etc. But it's only reaffirmed my belief that nothing is over until it's over.
Very true, very profound. I mean, I desperately want us to win the league, mm-hmm. and that was always my priority all season. And I think we've set our stall out really well in that, and we've got so many points. But I'll have to be honest that it doesn't look as though we will win the league, mm-hmm. but we will be in a European Cup final, and that has taken the edge off it for me. Yeah. I'm not worried now that we're not going to win the league.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to us winning the European Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
What about you, James?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. You know, it's
it does soften in the blow of, you know, this is one of the best ever Premier League seasons that we've had, and there's a very big chance we're going to come up short. But we've still, you know, obviously this whole thing that we're building about becoming a world-beating club again, it's still being like that, because now we're in, you know, like John said, a European final, and, it, you know, we're performing great. And it's a big game, this one, but, you know, we've... we can go into it with not as much worry, and you know the mood will be up on the day because of this game against Barcelona.
It's going to be a part of it. Yeah. You consider the alternative and how I genuinely felt it was going to go. And I did my vlog from Barcelona. I said I felt like it was just inevitable. We were going to go and get knocked out. However we got knocked out, probably gloriously, like, you know, really have a good go, but get knocked out. And then, look, Man City just win the title. And so you're going into this final game of the season just thinking, oh, like you're on prayers and you're hoping, because you need it. Like like the season is dead unless this magic happens. Like relying on Brighton, who, let's be honest, are rubbish, to do something, it's just a horrible mindset. But that's it. This is not the world we have to inhabit anymore. We get to go to Anfield with a bounce, with a spring, with a song,
exactly,
and go and congratulate the lads on a fantastic season.
Exactly, and you know, they've put in the app, they've worked the socks off all season, you know what I mean? And it'll be brilliant knowing if we do win, and say City win as well, and we haven't won the league, at least we can go, do you know what, lads, what a season you've given us, let's go to Madrid and smash whoever we
have. And to think there were people who thought we should play our reserves last night and save ourselves for the Wolves game.
We did.
I was chuffing my son up at school, and there was a fella behind me walking, I think he was on the phone, and he just went, yeah, put a weekend side out last night, didn't we? That's what we did. That's absolutely incredible. Look, we've not really, you know, in still very much focused on the Barcelona thing, and why not? Because it's getting to a Champions League final is mega. It's absolutely incredible, and it should be a big focus of our attentions, and it absolutely will be. But turning our attentions a bit more to this game, I think we should be very grateful that Wolves have got nothing left to play for. There's no more fight for them anymore. You know, they don't need to. They're not in a scrap for seventh, you know, in that regard. Hopefully they're on the beach, because the amount of exertion that we put ourselves through against Barcelona, if Wolves really want to come and give us a game, this is not a shoo-in, you know. It's not going to be a possession. It's not going to be a party. Liverpool are going to have to work and scrap, and it's going to be a very tough game to get over the line.
I think they will turn up and give us a game. Yeah. I have no doubt in my mind they will not be on the beach. Newcastle proved that at the weekend. Yeah. If there's anyone that was going to be on the beach, I thought Newcastle. Mm. Rafa, you know, help us out a little bit here. And you're thinking, they've got nothing to play for. Neither are Wolves. I think Wolves, well, in seventh spot.
Same as Leicester when they played City. They went on the beach.
When you're top of the league, or, you know, top two, people want to prove a point against you, because you're the person to beat and go out. And, you know, it's Wolves' last game of the season. They've had a terrific season. They're not just going to go, OK, that's it now, we're on the beach, let's call it quits. They've got quality in their side and a really good manager. They play good football as well. Yeah. You know, I think it'll be a really good game. I don't think I'm worried about it, because, like James said, you know, we're still on a high from last night. The players are still going to be on a high. I expect them to sleep between now and Wolves.
Yeah.
We also outplayed them completely in Molineux when we played them there. We'd had no real trouble with them at all, did we?
It's funny, Jace, because I was preparing here's all the ways it can go, and these all still exist, because, you know, like, we, you know, if it's tight, I always said if we were going to win it, it was going to be the most dramatic Premier League win of all time. It's going to top Aguero. It's going to top Blackburn winning it. It's going to top all those things. It's going to have to be a last minute, last gasp Brighton equaliser or something. Or, you know, is it going to be a pendulum one where someone scores and defines another goal and back and forth and back and forth? These things all still exist. I'm just it's so hard for me to talk about them, because it's weird. Like, I don't not care, but it's not stressing me out anywhere as much. But, you know, this is it'd be nice for us to just get the job done, and let's not think about the Man City game. Go out, and Wolves might not be on the beach. They might come and give us a game, but there's an opportunity here to put them on the beach. Mm. And I think if you can get a couple of goals up in the first half, there's a point where they'll start to look around each other and go, these are a much better side. Yeah. This is why there's a golfing class. This is why they're on the road to a European Cup, etc., etc.
Yeah, well, you know, Jürgen says it most. We can only focus on ourselves and how we do, you know what I mean? And the game with Wolves,
I'm sure they will come and give us a game. You know, they're going to want to have a say in how we finish. That's just how it is. A lot of people thought Newcastle were just going to sit off and do nothing because it's Rafa and they've got nothing to fight for. But that's not the point. People still want to beat Liverpool because if you beat Liverpool, that's a very good thing and it's a good thing to look back
to. Well, you want to be able to say now,
well,
the team that got to the European Cup final, we beat them. Tell your kids.
Let's give Conor Cody free tickets to the final and just go, mate. Sounds. Fucking mess up somewhere here.
But it is, better still, say you can have two tickets if we win.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny though, Dad? Again, this entire mentality shift. It's just much more laissez-faire about the whole thing.
It's absolutely. You know, we were going to go into that game, and you were going to have people listen to radios and all sorts to see how the City game was going. I don't think anyone's going to care much. It's going to be, you know, what
I think people will, but I don't think it's going to be like people are like. Crowding round, desperate, because that's the most important thing. I think we'll just enjoy the occasion, the lap of appreciation, which it'll be because it can't be a lap of honour, because unless it is.
I think the celebration still carry on from last night.
Well
done, lads. Let's go again.
I really want to see us get through the season losing only one game, so that's a big deal for me. You know, not get beat is the first thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully we just play some really nice football. And
I'm just what all that the Barcelona thing has done is insulated us against heartbreak. I think because it was thrown to me because Gabby Logan, love her, she's great, but she threw every negative possible connotation at me. Like, what if you drew? And Man City lost, and you lost it on goal difference. I'm like, thanks, Gabby. Yeah. That's an horrendous thing to think about. But now I'm kind of like, I'll be able to look at it
can't
now
get
and
out
go.
Of my head now.
Well, yeah, but you know, and that would have just been mortifying. Like, crumble into dust and never want to scoop myself up or scoop myself and put myself in the bin and never talk about football ever again. Now I'll be able to look at it. That was that, and that's like the worst case scenario, almost. Because of the fine margins, it would leave us with like four goals between the title. Now I think we're able to be in the mindset and go, wow, what a title race. How unlucky were we that we came that close? I don't think, there'll still be minge bags who recriminate over draws, but I mean, I think we'll be able to look at that and go, appreciate it for the Brits and appreciate Man City for the Brits and all that kind of stuff because we do have the other thing.
The problem is you can't do it right now because we're still in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you give it 2-3 weeks' time, you know, even if we'd lost last night, you can do all that thing. You can reflect. You can't do it now because we've literally gone from talking about Barcelona and being on a massive high to switching to, you know, we could win the league. Yeah. In the space of a week, we could define our league. And you're trying to get your head around it. It's been 15 hours. We've all had about 3 hours sleep and my head's still gone.
Yeah. Like, you probably won't get over it until you get word on the wire that City have gone a goal down.
Yeah.
Then you suddenly start thinking, oh gosh, we're going to win the league.
Absolutely that. Right, we're going to talk about score predictions. We're going to talk about what we want Liverpool to line up like, and we'll even discuss a little bit about the City stuff and that in a moment. But Chris and I have got a brand new podcast. It's the Machen Pajak podcast. We talked a little bit this week about how football Twitter has been utterly horrendous during this whole title, the European Challenge thing. Have a listen.
We've lived in this world where the team we hate most in this world, Manchester United, have just been incredible for most of our adult lives, well, childhoods and adult lives. So I've enjoyed plenty of times when things have fallen off for them. But the problem is that used to exist in our heads, and it maybe used to exist in little pockets in pubs and bars and on the school ground or whatever. And now it exists constantly 24/7 in your face. And it is wearying. I am so tired of football this season because it's hard enough supporting your football team whilst also balancing kids and a life and a fucking mortgage and a business and all this, and then you've just got, and it's not, I'd love to say it was loads of fucking weirdo virgins in the bedrooms, but it's not, it's grown men, it's grown weirdo not virgins and all kinds of people from all sorts of weird walks of life and social backgrounds and all that, who have just seemed to think that this is how you're meant to communicate about football.
There you go, the Machen Pajak podcast. It's me and Chris, uncut, uncensored, and talking about all kinds of random things. But yeah, that bit football related on that, go over to the channel. We'll link to it in the description underneath this video and podcast. And if you're watching on YouTube, we'll annotate to it at the end as well. So go click to watch, subscribe, share, all that.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Good stuff. Gents, I mean, I'm not sure how we pick a team for this. At the minute, we're not sure, James, on the fitness of certain people and what have you. The very top line, largely, it's just, I think Jurgen Klopp will just look in the line of players. Yeah. The fitness, sports science people will go, here's who your defo can't use. And then there's a body of other players, and he's just going to look them in the white of the eyes and say, can you go again?
Yeah.
And depending on their reaction, I think that will largely determine the side that we pick.
Just the squad depth of our team, and I think it's shown in Barcelona, you're losing two of your biggest players. Any other team like that would crumble. Yeah. If you told City you're not going to have Sterling and Aguero for this game that you're losing 3-0 against one of the best clubs in the world, there's very slim that they'd be able to come back in that game, and we had the heart and the passion to show that. As for this game, we know that we've got squad depth, we know we've got players there that can come in and make a difference, you know. Any position that you look at, you know, if you look at left back where Robertson's out, we can put people there. Yeah. Gomez has played there before, Milner, of course. You know, midfield, we've got endless options in midfield. So if this was any other season, last season, I'd be absolutely devastated right now because knowing that we don't have our best left back, our best midfielder, but knowing that we've got good backups and good options, it just gives me full of confidence.
I think there's something to that. Obviously, fingers crossed, really, that Mo and Bobby can play, because if nothing else, that's a long time without football to go then to the European Cup final.
I think Salah has already said he's going to play him. Yeah. Whether Bobby's fit, I don't know.
You're not stopping Salah playing this game, are you?
No, I think. And he's got the golden boot to fight for there. Absolutely. He'll be desperately up for that challenge.
Again, it just depends on who's fit, doesn't it?
Do you go again? Do you just?
I mean, Ginny's only had half a game. I mean,
I mean, anyone that you'd be looking to, you think needs to come out of this side, or anyone you think that needs to go in there?
I don't know. I just think that if Ox is fit, that he might need some minutes.
Yeah.
Same with Joe Gomez. I think he might need some minutes.
I'd like to see Brewster get the end. I mean, if it's done and dusted, we've got a great tradition of doing this, of giving the young lads like the end games when they're
I think Klopp's not stupid. Mm-hmm. He's going to play his best team and he's going to try and win the game.
Yeah.
I think if we're winning the game comfortably, then Brewster might come on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, God, I'm not starting him, but I think I think there's that thing of Ross. We're kind of now gearing up to you want rhythm, and of course it's going to be broken by two weeks off before the final, of course. But Oxlade-Chamberlain, spot on. He's so unlucky to get that injury before Newcastle, because he'd have played a part in both of those games. I think. I mean, obviously we won, so. You know, again, who knows the butterfly effect that would have impacted things. But if he is available, it's important that he does get some minutes, because, as evidenced by Kiev, you want as many of those other lads, I think, up to speed as up to. You need your boss lads in good form, but not dead.
Well, and
your
other lads gives us something totally different to everyone else, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's why you need him for the final if you can get him fit.
Yeah, I think nostalgia also comes into it as well. You know. For the whole period that he was out, people watching the City goals that he scored and the screamers, and it was like it was written in the stars that he's going to come against Wolves and score the goal that wins us the league. I think a lot of people are still praying on that, but I agree. I think, you know, confidence is a massive thing for those people that have kind of been on the fringes. You know, I think we were quite lucky, you know, we were able to rest Mo and Bobby for last night. We didn't really need them. because we knew it was a sound. You know, they still want goals going into that game, building on confidence in it. But you also feel harsh, like if you've got to drop Divock Origi.
Yeah,
I know you just got us to a final there, mate, but you know, have a rest. But you know, like James says, it's a success of our squad depth, which we weren't in a position last season to have. You know, we played the same 11 for like the last 6, 7, 8 games, and they're all dead on their feet. Now it's like, you know, not only that, whoever you play on Sunday, they're making a stake for a foot in the final.
Yeah,
to be on the starting
team.
Yeah,
oh God, absolutely.
That, so.
There's an interesting dilemma, James, because I use Joe Gomez as an example here. Liverpool want to go and win this game. We're much more likely. I think we're just a better attacking side with Trent Alexander-Arnold at right back. But also Gomez is another one who's, you know, he's still continuing his rehabilitation, still continuing coming back. It would do him the world of good to have to get 90 minutes under another 90 minutes under his belt or whatever. So that's a balance that Klopp's going to have to find.
I think a lot of people are looking at this game and thinking he could maybe start and Klopp could dip in and try and grab him and put him in the team. But this is still a huge game. We're kind of just not realising it because of the final and what happened last night and whatever. But this is a huge game. This is still a league deciding game. And for me, if that's like a final, and for any final, you want to put your best team out. That's just the way I look at it.
Is it just as simple as that of just... It's the second half. It's going to be Milner left back if Robbo's not able to play, and you just go again. You go, well done, lads. Here's your reward for putting such a exceptional showing in, and
well,
go again.
If you think about it, if Milner is left back, then he's only got three midfield players anyway, hasn't he? You know, so they're going to play. I think if the forward line always picks itself if they're fit, and it's just a question if Bobby isn't, does Sturridge or Origi get the nod? Probably Origi, given what happened.
I wonder whether, just as a general musing, Ross, of whether, just on the Brewster thing, do you put Sturridge or Brewster on the bench? Because you know what you're getting from Daniel Sturridge in both respects, but also you know he's leaving the club at the end of the season. And you've got this young lad there who, you know, whether he gets on or not, you've got the option there to bring him on. Just because of if Mo's fit, it means one of Shaqiri and Origi are going to drop down to the bench, which means that you're going to lose a, you know, you're going to have less need for the subs kind of thing.
I think you can make a case for both. There's always that thing with Daniel Sturridge, if you know he's got the finishing in him, and you know if you're running balls ragged for 80 minutes, you bring him on. You know he only needs half a yard and he can finish the ball. Yeah. But equally, if you bring Brewster on, you know, he's full of energy and pace, and, you know, that's dangerous. The only worry with Brewster is, you know, in my opinion, it would be a huge gamble to go and put him in such a pressure situation, depending on where we're at in the game. I think if you're 3-0 up, yeah, Brewster all day, but you don't know that going into the game, do you?
Do you, in that regard, then, is your mentality for this one? Because I'm thinking of it as a bit like, I think James is right, I think he's all right. I don't think Klopp is thinking about this game the way that I'm thinking about it, because my head's still in the clouds, is that Klopp will prepare his bench for it's the 90th minute, it's 0-0, and we need a goal to win us the league, and he's going to put as many senior players in there as possible.
I think he's going to play his best team, as I said before, and he's going to have the best bench he possibly can as well. And, you know, Sturridge has his uses late in games. Yeah. You know, he can hold the ball up and he can keep hold of it if need be. And I don't know whether Brewster's got that in him. You know, that's not his game, really, is it?
I think it's fair to say Ben Woodburn's probably not making the bench for this one.
No, I was really surprised to see him on the bench.
He's had
a
good luck charm for semi-finals, isn't he? He was all over. He was all over Rome, wasn't he? He was bouncing around, the Olympic Stadium last year. Very, very interesting one. You know, it's too. I think at this point, it's too difficult to pick starting 11s, particularly because of all the injuries and whatever. And I don't think we're really going to know where the likes of Bobby and Robbo are until the last minute, and I think Klopp will probably try to keep that under, and Henderson as well. I hope for Jordan Henderson's sake, I hope he's fit and capable of this one, because Jay-Z, you know, if the best happens, I really want him on the pitch for this.
Definitely, and you know, you just want him there, don't you? Want your captain there to lead your side out, but I'm sure he'll be all, I mean, obviously I don't know what it was like for him, but he got injured in the first half and carried on the game like a warrior. And, you know, he looked fine. He looked boss, even. Yeah. And it would be good to have someone with that leadership just saying to the boys, keep your heads up, you've still, you know, got a bit long to go. Especially because you just don't know what's going to be happening in that City game and you don't know what messages are going to be going through to the players and stuff like that. It'll be nice to have that leader there to just say, right.
He'll want it. Yeah. He'll want it big time, won't he?
100%.
Absolutely. But if he's not 100% fit, you know, Klopp probably won't play him. In which case you might end up with Alberto Moreno at left back for a farewell.
Wow.
And Milner in midfield.
Imagine losing the league because we had to put Alberto Moreno in at left back. I don't think
or he might stick a screamer into you know, in his first game he scored. Yeah, so first and last, that would be good.
That'd be brilliant. Right, yeah, fantastic. Score predictions then, James. Final league game of the season.
3-0 Liverpool.
2-1.
Yeah, I'm going 3-0 with James. I reckon whatever people did last night, do it again for the final league game. You know, coach greeting, boo everything
should
the Wolves
be
are doing.
4-0 then,
Oh yeah, 4-0. But you know, just boo everything that Wolves are doing, get behind the lads because they've just played off each other last night and think you can do the same again and you know, the Wolves can't cope with that, I don't think.
If I'd recorded this on Tuesday morning, I'd be predicting 1-0 or 2-1 to Liverpool and it being just absolutely gut wrenching. But I think we'll do the business and my hope is that it ends up dramatic because of the other team playing. So I'm going to go 4-0 to Liverpool. But what do we think about... Look, for one last flight of fancy, because we've been talking about the league, we've been talking about the league for 29 years. I've said all along, it's going to be, if Liverpool are going to do it, that it's going to be the most difficult and stressful, hard as possible, one, the most dramatic way possible. What do you think that looks like?
It's City drawing 0-0 because Brighton have put everyone behind the ball as they've done in the last few games, and we're 1-1, and it's ticking down to extra time, added time, and Origi bounces one off the bar. and the world goes mad.
I've had this just vision, James, of like a Glenn Murray penalty or Bosh. Just bobbling one in. And whether it's like City are winning 1-0 and it's there, and all they do is they just get a last gasp draw, and that's enough for us to do.
I've said it for Barnes, I've said it for Vardy. If any of those Brighton players get the winning goal against City, give them a Premier League medal as well. I'm not asked, give them one. Do you know what I mean? Well, in honestly, I can't handle it. I'm getting excited now, so I just can't handle it. Like, there's too much emotion going through me. It's too much to take at once.
Any alternate universes for you, Ross?
I can't think.
You're on it. You're on it. Like,
the worst case scenario is, and it is what should happen. What should happen is Liverpool dispatch Wolves reasonably well, and they'll cause us some problems because they're a very good side. But Man City will absolutely wipe the floor with Brighton, and it'll be 3-0 down within half an hour, and it'll be done and dusted.
Or Brighton have a corner and it bounces off Vincent Kompany's head and goes into his own goal.
Sure, I'd like. I'm all here for all that. I just
Sergio Aguero comes back to help defend the corner and smashes one.
Aguero. I'm glad that we can be a bit more generally relaxed about this because it does make the whole more endeavour more enjoyable.
Imagine how dead this show would have been if yesterday never happened.
Imagine having to put your entire happiness on Brighton. Yeah. Like, so we don't have to shame, do that. If they do turn it around. But the thing is, it should be in hope rather than in expectation. That's the reality, because we've gone through this run of, you know, putting our hope and faith and changing our avatars to all these rubbish players and rubbish teams and hoping they're good. Man City are incredible. And Man City, ultimately, if they can beat Brighton, they deserve to be the champions. And I'm not going to dive into all the FFP stuff and all that, because, look, I think everyone knows that it's disgusting how they've managed to construct it and then get away with it. But it's not the players' fault. It's not Pep Guardiola's fault of that. He's got a brilliant side there. He's got them playing brilliant football. He's improved players, and they've been incredible for two seasons. So if they win it, they will be worthy winners of it. And we should expect that to happen. But
and they'll still wish they were us going to the Champions League final.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is we've got not bigger fish to fry, but other fish to fry. And that will be fine for me for this season. But if we, you know, but Keith said, footy is mad, and I hope that this season is given the fitting end that it deserves, because it's been the greatest title race in the history of the Premier League, arguably the Football League as well. And it would be mad for it to be cut short by it not having some late drama, one way or the other. That might not work in Liverpool's favour, but I hope it is, because this deserves to be the most dramatic season. Look, I'm biased. We all are. That's our job. We're Liverpool fans. The most dramatic, most fitting end to this season would be for Liverpool to snatch it at the death by whatever means necessary. And that's what we looked at. That's what we all live for, and we'll all be in town for days if that's the way it goes.
Go to town regardless of what happens on Sunday.
Oh, regardless. We're going out for a bevy. If anyone wants to join us, let us know. But listen, thank you very much, gents. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been a pleasure to join you up for the league build-up shows all season long. Don't forget, there's one more mega match build-up show to come this season. It's going to come in a couple of weeks' time. We're going to be building up to a European Cup final. Our third European final in three attempts for a European competition. Hopefully third time's the charm. But yeah, all that to look forward to. Till now, there's just the small matter of potentially teeing us up for a double. I wouldn't have it any other way, would you? See you all soon. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.